Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
I'm Tim.
I'm Greg.
I'm Joey.
I'm Barrett.
I'm Kevin.
And you're watching KFAF, a very special KFAF, I might add. The last of the year, so we thought we'd do something different. We're going to do our white elephant gift exchange. And I say that like we do it every year. This is the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe that's how traditions
Third
are
annual.
Formed. I want to give a shout out to you, Greg. You're bringing the energy today. You said, I'm going to hide behind Joey and then pop out.
No one will see me.
And no one will see you. Not the least, waist down, totally on camera. Totally on camera. I appreciate that.
There are
that.
Two giant legs Nothing. Coming out of Joey's, like, sides.
You hide in plain sight, guys.
It's true. Right?
Yeah,
it's
Everybody true. On my like, Instagram photo of our Christmas party was like, where's Nick? Everyone's like, he's right there.
I was there, and then a lot of people were like, where's Nick's hand? And I'm like, let's not talk about that.
Don't ask those questions.
But I do want to talk about our Patreon producer this month, Al, the Lone Tribesman. Give it to me. I don't even know what that is.
It's just like random chords.
Yeah. We're up against the wall today.
Kind of.
All right, so we were talking about the rules, and then right before the show started, and you said, let's talk about them on air, because clearly, Nick, you don't know how a white elephant gift exchange works. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to draw a name out of the bucket. That's the first person to go. You pick a gift. The next person can either choose to take that gift from you or pick their own gift. If they take it from you, you get to pick another gift. Correct?
Correct.
Right.
So every gift can be stolen twice.
Twice.
So basically, three sets of hands can touch any set of any gift, right? That's how that works, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how it works.
And so, if I pick something and Andy steals it from me on the next turn, I can't steal it right back from Andy. I have to either steal from somebody else or pull from the box.
Correct. So if you lose the thing that you originally picked, you can never get it back again.
You can on the next go round.
You can only get it back if someone steals what you have on the
also
next
true.
Turn.
Also true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
This is complex. You see how they're and Tim's strategy. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Maximum scheme.
Now, you said you know some of these are good and some of these are bad.
I'm assuming all of them are good, right?
They're, for the most part, I actually picked really good presents.
So, Nick, you chose all of these things.
I did.
The traditional.
I know,
white
I know.
Elephant
well, I asked everyone last Friday, hey, do you guys, actually, by everyone, I mean Joey. I said, hey, do you think anyone's going to have time this weekend to go out and buy a white elephant present? And Joey just went like this.
We have
Which
Harry
means no.
Potter this weekend. We have a holiday
We have the holiday party. So I thought, why don't I just spend my favorite type of Saturday, which is just roaming around Target like a madman,
nice.
Just randomly pulling shit off and
spending money
it.
For KFAF.
And again, I will say this. If it's something you don't want, don't unwrap it. I'll take that shit back. I will take that shit back. Should we kick this off? Do you need an eggnog before we get going?
I mean, I would have loved, if Joey's just, I would have been nice if she shared. You know,
I mean, apparently
like,
only
hey,
one person.
She's being naughty.
Know.
She's being Bojo.
Know,
right?
Pour it
Bojo.
In my water.
That's so close.
Not like, we're about to do a holiday gift exchange. I'll make myself an eggnog, no one else.
Have you all done white elephant before?
People do that.
I did I've only done it twice before in my life.
I've done white elephant, but I was really drunk on champagne. I don't remember a second of it, and I vomited like 2 hours later.
I only did it once, and I've never been invited back. It was with Gia's friends,
yeah.
And the gift that I got was, now that's what I call music 95, and a bottle of lube.
Oh!
Yeah, all right!
Did you guys not do the IGN? Was that an editorial thing? Did we not invite you?
I think I just
out of it.
It took so long. It was like four-hour thing,
hey,
and
man.
It was really boring.
If there's one
it felt like an
all-hands
meeting.
At IGN, it was not working. So
that's
you know
very
I mean?
True.
On.
I remember when we hired Kevin. Kevin would be like, Kevin, is everything okay? And he'd be playing pool with just a cigarette out of his mouth. He'd be like, everything's great, Nick. I got it all taken care of.
Just hustling. Kevin, can you check Slack real quick? I need you to do me a favor if you can just check Slack.
Yeah.
Sail in your eyes.
All right, should we kick this? Here's what we'll do. You know what?
Oh, there you go.
You know, just to keep this
chilly,
democratic.
Everybody.
Can we have your mom come and pick the first name out of the bucket?
Mom, will you come first?
Mom, you want to come pick this?
My mom's here.
My
mom.
I like your jacket.
Mirror, yeah.
Here we go. Just pick
Moments
that first
from
name.
Going to SFO.
Oh,
look at this snow.
Whoa! Look at that. There we go.
Right. Kevin, and don't hesitate to make it snow whenever you want. You know.
Tim.
Tim!
Wow, that worked out well.
All right, so here's
a good one.
I don't like that I can get stolen from. Going first is the worst.
It's democratic.
I do.
It's democratic.
I would love if every name in there
yeah.
was Tim.
All right, let's see. No one, Nick.
I did put Joey twice in there.
I'm going to do...
Nick's... I think Nick's really obvious. He picked
son of a bitch. You picked it. You touched
no,
it.
I'm not gonna say it's fine.
But
I think there are rules that once you you can't
no.
shake, right? No,
you can.
Okay, sorry, Jim.
I mean, we can make the rules, right? You're the rules master.
No, I mean, I would make a rule that if you poured yourself an eggnog, you'd have to bring everybody else in.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's 100% true.
Whoa!
You're such a piece of shit. These are gonna be things we actually want, and it's gonna keep getting traded.
Can we get that? Can we get
the metals die cast Ecto-1?
Oh, the metal one.
Where, I really hope this doesn't get stolen from me.
All right, so Tim picks the next name, right?
Yeah, that's
that
guy's right.
Cool. All right, here we go.
Tim, make it me, pick me.
Andy Cole.
Oh, shit! Wow.
Okay.
All right, he willed that into existence. That's perfect.
Let's see. The bags, I always feel, are a risky choice,
yeah,
but I...
Yeah, snakes.
I mean, they're all...
Yeah, wombats. But I want to go for a bag. I'm gonna go for the bag closest to me.
Okay.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh!
Hey.
That's a giant bag of Haribo.
Do you?
Haribo or Haribo?
Is that
Haribo?
Haribo.
Haribo. Well, Joey, if you get something good and you want these, we can. Yeah.
There's no
democratic.
It is democratic.
Afterwards, what happens afterwards is up for anybody's game.
There we go. Okay.
Rules
to this though.
Andy, you pick the next one.
Okay, I'm picking next. Here we go. Kevin.
Oh,
BKD.
Get all up in here, Kevin.
Get over here, Kevin.
Kevin wearing his new sweatshirt.
How great was the Harry Potter? Awesome. Oh, it's a longer one than I thought.
Oh, get the big one. Yeah, get that one, Kevin.
Get the big one.
And also let the camera see this giant box. Look at it. Wow.
I hope it's a puzzle.
I think there's like, I think it's a board game.
Say, I hope it's a puzzle.
Oh, Star Wars!
But it comes with an old school Grand Admiral Parkin figurine, which I thought was cool.
Man, you know what's crazy? There's a Kenner logo on there, and I haven't seen that Kenner logo in ages.
No, wait, Kev, you gotta pick the next person. Oh. There we go.
He's about to go. Who's stealing the Star Wars?
Joey will.
No, I don't want the Star Wars.
No, but it's just Joey.
Joey, you're next.
Okay, well, I don't know I need that.
Are you stealing?
I am going to steal the gummy bears.
Wow. Yeah, you are.
That's one steal. Okay. Only one steal
left. All right.
He gets to pick another one.
Wow, Grand Theft Auto. Let me... What do we think? So...
We know what that is.
We do?
Well, you picked
100%.
It. You picked it.
No, I don't want it.
You touched it.
I think you wanted it.
No. You touched it.
I don't want it.
You got to do it now.
I don't want it.
Take it.
I'm going... Okay, I'll take this. What is it?
I hope it's soft.
Why are you laughing?
I don't even have to...
It's just such a unique shape.
How do you not know what that is? It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Good one.
It's fucking spam. Are you kidding me? I fucking hate this show. This show sucks.
I'll throw you a gift.
Did anyone want to steal the spam from Andy? Anyone? Okay.
Are you kidding me? God damn it. I thought it was like a watch or something. It was so weighted.
It's a very particular
wrap. Off meat.
It's technically a meat brand.
I fucking
branded
hate
something or other.
God damn it.
But you know, this is good
spam
cold
is
or
sucks. Spam is good.
Who gets to pick the next one?
Andy. Andy picks it.
You gonna steal it from me?
I don't want to get ahead of myself on what I'm going to do out here.
Barrett.
Bear.
Barrett! One of the best moments in the show.
Ever.
Oh, he's getting a t-shirt.
Okay, you want the big one.
I thought it was going to be a Lego set.
It could
based
be.
On the
oh,
shape.
It didn't make the noise.
No,
it
didn't
make the noise.
Ooh. Oh, wow, do the dance! Do the floss!
Do
the floss! Do the floss!
Whoa!
Do the floss!
Whoa, I didn't know we had it in him!
It's a Fortnite Nerf gun.
That's
right
a cool gun.
This away from Kevin at all costs.
I want it!
That's a cool gun. That's a really cool gun.
Wait, Barrett, you have to pick the next
one. Are we all just gonna just allow the fact that Barrett just did the dance?
It was amazing.
He did great. It wasn't the floss, though.
No, it was the cooler one.
It's called Orange Justice. Thank you.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool Nailed Greg, it. Which is, he's unfortunately not
here. Is Cool Greg not here? Okay.
No. My mom can play for Cool Greg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom, come play for Cool Greg.
Ma, come play for Cool Greg.
Ma!
Now you have to channel Cool Greg. So if you get something that you think he would like, keep it. If not,
here.
Definitely steal the spam.
He loves spam. Yeah.
And then my mom can sit there. Mom, sit in that chair.
It's pork with ham, salt, water, modified potato starch, sugar,
really
sodium nitrite.
It's a good looking Ecto-1.
It's good looking.
It's a good looking Ecto-1 right there.
I fucking hate this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is what he'd want.
Uh-oh.
Wait, is it American Girls Diary?
That's great.
And that's all it is.
That's it.
Meanwhile, I don't think I'm a lot back at that Target, by the way. You can't spend that much time in the children's clothes section and not get a couple looks.
Do you want to trade with me, Jamie?
No, there's no trading. There's stealing.
Oh, stealing. You don't steal.
At the end, I'm eating that spam.
I think Cool Greg probably prefer the spam over.
It's too late.
This.
I mean, well, you can't trade. Now. You can worry about it.
All right, pick the next one. There we go.
Why would it be so cozy?
Dang it.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
What am I gonna pick? I'll take this one.
Oh god.
Like he doesn't know what's
going on. A $15 Starbucks card? That's crazy. I would never have guessed. I love it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. He should play. We didn't think that through. Oh, you're still in the game. What if somebody steals it?
That's a good question. A
all right, last question. But certainly not least, Greg.
Hi, I'm going to steal the gift card.
You're going to steal the gift card?
Oh, damn! Oh. Wild card!
Damn.
Dang
when
it.
You play the Game of Thrones.
What else could I possibly choose from?
Damn it, Dick.
A really cool Stranger Things shirt. And it's medium? That's amazing.
You should have just bought your groceries. We're all like, wait, what?
I've always wanted this. That's super cool.
Yeah, you sure you don't want the spam?
What's that? No, I'm okay though. Do you want to open this last one? That's freaky.
How come there's one?
Because I accidentally bought too many.
Can I open it just as consolation?
If you want, yeah, you can have this, but I want one of these.
Okay.
Ah, it's chocolate.
Wait, you want
no,
one of these?
No, it's something better. It's something better.
It's a box.
If it's a fucking nutter butter, I'm walking out.
This is such a Kevin-ass gift, right? Yeah, 4 steel straws. You heard him groan over there.
I could use one of those right now. You see what I'm saying?
Are you sure you don't want to steal from me?
Mm.
Everybody loves spam.
Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh, the back of it is just macaroni and cheese with just chunks of gross meat,
dude. No,
dude.
It's so good.
It's everything you could possibly want.
I doubt it.
We're gonna learn tonight.
I love.
Yeah, mac and cheese is great with hot dogs. Why wouldn't it be great with spam?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, spam's great, dude.
He's never had mac and cheese either.
Eat the spam right now.
Eat it. Eat it right now. Eat the spam. Eat the spam. Eat the spam. Eat the spam.
No, I won't. No, I won't. I won't.
Eat the spam.
Oh, we are sputtering into the end of the year.
We really are. We really are.
The plane is landing with no engines and on fire.
That I feel is. Like the real winner here is Joey.
I'm so excited.
She's the one that she entered with the targeted gift.
Thank you.
This thing, this bad boy right here. Yeah, I did see that and think of you immediately.
I love doing very
similar to how I saw the Starbucks card and immediately thought of me, and then Greg stole it from me.
It's all my opportunity to get you.
Damn, it's a good one too. Was it $10 or $15? How much did I spend on that?
Yeah,
that was definitely for you. That was for that. Porty's gonna look
cool
great
Greg's
at that.
Desk, no explanation.
Yeah, just zero explanation.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
He'll never understand. That's all I have planned. Unless you guys want to do one more round of steals, but
no. That's not how the game works.
We're good. Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining me. Happy Christmas,
thank
everyone
you.
Out there.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
All right, there. We're gonna fill out as everyone fills out. What do you think we should do next, Andy? You want to do the Photoshop challenges or go? We do a couple Photoshop challenges and then we can break in the middle of that.
Okay.
Well, sounds good to me. Do we want to, you know, we still got a game to play.
Oh, I'm sorry. We do. That's what I thought. I was like, I know we got one more thing to do before the ad read. Yeah. Let's do Warboat.
Go for it, Annie. Go for it, Nick. Sink my fucking ship. I can't believe I haven't hit. You're such a fucking prick.
Nick. You're never gonna win. That was good.
Man,
all right.
Something's wrong with Skycam,
I think. That's okay.
Make it snow, Kevin.
Make it snow.
As a distraction.
Do you want me to jiggle Skycam?
Yeah, just give it a little jiggle.
What? Give it a little jiggle. You want me to use my guitar to jiggle it? Come on.
That's
come
not
on.
Doing anything.
Come on, you son of a bitch.
All right.
It's a black bar.
It's just a black?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well.
Yeah.
You can just, we just won't look at the boards.
How about this?
We'll just cheat the boards out, we won't look
okay,
at them.
Okay.
And Barrett, if you could zoom in on the board so we could cut to them, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Cool.
So here's my board, Barrett, if you could
zoom
see
out
it.
A little bit, Barrett. Zoom out a little bit more.
There we go.
Give me right there, yeah. Let me see. I can do this.
Cover your face, Nick, please.
I'm covering my face. Hold on.
Do we have the assistant?
I'll do this
music
because.
Not yet.
Hold on, I got this.
Hey, Cool Gray, what'd you get? What's on your desk?
What's that, Cool Gray?
I don't know, what is it?
It's your White Elephant Gift Exchange.
You won it.
You won it. Now, if you want, you can you can try and steal my medium Stranger Things shirt. Or, okay. Oh, he keeps it.
He's keeping the gift. Fantastic. Right,
where are we at?
Okay, let's see.
Go ahead.
Andy, can you slide yours up a little bit more? There it is.
Okay. I wasn't sure what direction up was. Okay.
I can't tell. I can't see.
Okay, let's see.
Can I look at my board at least? There we go.
I am going to go with what I wanted to go last week.
Which was?
E8.
Are you sure about that?
No. I'm not.
Can I ask you a question? Can you see my board?
No.
Can you see what color peg I'm carrying?
No.
What about now?
Oh, fuck.
Can you see it now? Can you see it now?
Yes.
Oh, God.
This plan is going to work, guys.
Your plan is
stupid. 30 years.
Fuck.
Your plan is stupid.
Look at this.
Right?
Look at all these.
I'm going to go I-10.
Can you show them your... I have to cover my face now.
Okay. I-10. It doesn't matter. I'm sinking your boat.
Oh, I guess I need to see it.
Give it to me.
You sunk my ship.
Yes!
Oh! You sunk my boat.
It's going down. I like how it's shaking like it's a ship in the air.
Avertencia.
Avertencia. Yeah, I guess I do.
I guess we're underwater.
Can I ask you a question? What's up? Is it tied?
Avertencia.
Is it tied right now?
No.
Is this the comeback of the century?
No, it's not tied.
It's not?
No.
By the way, I know exactly within two moves where your battleship is. That's not true. Within three moves, I'll know where your battleship is. So you have three moves to find my little boat.
Do you guys want to go one more round?
Yeah, because we're missing next week.
One next week?
Oh, you're right. That's a great point, Kevin. That's a great point. Ugh.
And my answer to that... they'll have to wait till the new year.
What? No! Whoa! Damn it! Let me go one more.
Nope.
Wow.
Let me consort the board. No.
What if I go C6?
What if you go C6? I'm not letting you go anything.
You don't want to go one more time?
We're not going one more time.
Wow, bro.
Because if you go one more time, what happens if you hit? I only got two left, and we'll have to go. You want to finish it out right now? Is that what you want to do?
I just kind of wanted to go one more since we won't be here next week. We'll be gone for Christmas.
What do you guys think?
And everything.
I like the idea.
Can I have one more time?
Santa Claus and Jesus love war.
All right, one more time.
All right, I'm gonna go. God damn it! I really can't believe this. Wait, hold on. Oh, I'm missing the two piece, right?
Yeah, you're missing the tiniest one.
Oh.
He knows that.
Yeah,
knows.
I can see that.
He knows
because
you can see. Because I know I'm missing his battleship.
The big one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with H9.
H9.
No. Yes.
H9.
Yes.
H. Not gonna get a
no!
hit.
No! Damn it!
Not gonna get a hit on that one, Big Cat. All right, so there's only a couple places left your battleship could be. And the question is, are you a top man, middle man, or side man, Andy?
You let me know, bro.
There's a lot of places it could be. I'm lying now that I'm looking at this. I'm going to start eliminating it, though. So I'm going to say A6.
It's a big old fat miss, bro.
All right.
It's a big old fat miss.
All right.
And that, like, I'm narrowing this down, Nick. I'm going to figure this out,
dude. Before I figure out your shit.
Nah, you're crazy.
Because there's only one place.
I should have gone C6 or C7. All right. That'll do it.
All right. Until next year, ladies and gentlemen, the battle continues. Who would have thought? I waged this long.
I cannot believe this. Like,
it's wild. It's the if I win this, I will never let you live it down. You're gonna have to snort that spam through one of these straws.
Oh God!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna come up with our Photoshop challenge right after I tell you about a couple of our amazing sponsors. The first of which is Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score. And offers a smart interest rate to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. Greg Miller got into a little bit of debt when he first came out here because he's like a bad personal loan. He could have used a service like this. Consolidating it all in one place is always a good thing. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score. And when assessing your credit worthiness, they actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. That is the next day. Over 300,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/morning. Next up, we got that good old-fashioned Manscaped. Support for KFAF comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Ooh, jingle bells, jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm Manscaped. I have to. I'm an Italian-American man. I've got hair in places that no man should have hair.
Every square inch.
Every square inch. I literally, you can track from just my, from this part all the way down to my tippy toes. That's how much hair. That's how much hair I'm dealing
with. Bye, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie. And that's why I'm happy that Manscaped exists. This revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has a proprietary advanced skin-safe technology so the trimmer won't nick or snag your newts. I said newts, but it's spelled nuts. That's the it's the French way of saying it. Les It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 2.0 comes inside their Perfect Package 2.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's nasty. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and a moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls are stinky. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, man, I love this ad read. I am thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keep your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. All right, the Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs, and I'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped high-performance anti-chafing boxer briefs. Tis the season to Manscaped to get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code MORNING at manscaped.com. Use the code MORNING, clean up your nuts, and make Santa proud of you this year. Now, why Santa has anything to do with your nuts, we'll talk about after the Photoshop challenge.
Clean up your nuts, clean up your nuts.
Stop not cleaning up your nuts. Santa's gonna come and he wants your nuts and there's nothing you can do about it.
What? Whoa,
what? Oh, I don't know. It's crazy. All right, everyone. Last week we issued the challenge thanks to Mitch Kreisen over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. He backed us because he's a true fan. Are you? He said celebrity lookalikes. And let's see. Oh, we got 9 of them. Okay, so that usually uses, that means people were pretty into this. Let's look at the first one from Matt S. I'm giving you 1 second.
I will say, yeah, there weren't like as like many as other weeks, but every submission
gold.
we got really really
I'm
good.
I'm so glad about this.
Oh man,
I'm so
excited
for 9.
I can't
wait
nine.
To just deep dive all of the. Oh my!
Oh my god!
No way!
That is
why
I hate this.
I love this.
So much better.
What I don't understand this. I don't like it, but I accept it.
This
Lando
is one of.
Man, I don't like, want to look at this anymore.
It's you know why it's so horrifying is because you don't know where Podrick starts and where Kevin begins.
That's true. And also, Kevin's face is never that dirty. That's what's off-putting about this. He has a very clean face.
The skin tones are meshed so well and blended in so perfectly with Podrick's head, but it's so accurate that everything else is so off, but it's so accurate and it just...
It's perfect.
It's just clashes.
How is it possible that when Kevin took this picture, he's simultaneously looking at everything and nothing? Yeah. How is that? That's like real talent.
Yeah.
I've never taken a picture that is this emotionally powerful.
He's looking into the void.
He is.
Yeah.
Of your soul.
Yep.
Next up, we have Noah Alzair. Oh, you motherfucker. You know, okay. It's that it's starting to hurt now, you know?
It's just that. That's what makes it so good.
God, I wish I was as tall as Clint Eastwood.
Guys, can you find the.
What's
that? Can you find the mommy?
Is the mommy upside down in the reflection of the car?
But why is the mommy flying? What's the mommy doing up? Yeah.
Is she flying above us?
Like, it's like she hopped on the hood of the car and is peering in, and that's the reflection.
God, I'd look so good if I was that tall.
Grand Scarpino. I mean, it just works on so many levels.
It's so perfect.
The grandpa connection. Obviously the rhyme, Torino Scarpino.
Yeah, Scarpino. The fact that he is obscenely old in this movie, he can barely talk.
And grandpa, you know, like, it's great.
Or Grandmaster, if you want to think of it that way.
Again, I don't want to lament on this, and I think I brought it up last week, but I liked it better when we were all just making fun of Kevin.
Yeah.
That was...
You want to hopefully get back to that.
Yeah, I know that these things are, like, cyclical.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll go to Barrett. Like, it was Barrett for a while, and then it was Kevin for a long time, and I was very happy. Now it's me. I'm just wondering when it's going to be...
Andy's
on this side of that.
I like it as Nick. Let's keep it there.
It's pretty good.
Andy doesn't take a bad picture, though. That's pretty good.
That's true. Even when you're taking a bad picture, you're such a beautiful
little
son of a bitch.
Thank you.
All right. Michael Ogradowitz at Mograd did this. That's pretty amazing. This is for the hangover. I wish that it made the baby's face milk mommy.
Alyssa was like, you should be glad that they didn't make you the baby.
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing.
Really funny.
I would have loved if they did the long hair on Greg.
Mm.
If they did the Galifianakis long sort of curly locks. Because I think the beard on Galifianakis and Greg are very similar.
They are similar.
They're very similar, like, you know, a hair per square foot, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I hear what you're saying. Philip J. Woodward gave us number 4. Let's look at this.
What is happening? What?
This is who you guys look like.
I don't know these people, though.
I don't know who they are.
They're not real people.
No, those are actual, like, actors.
Now, Casper Crumb, though.
I'll say this, our logo's dope.
If you combed your hair backwards like that, if you had long hair like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar. And with me, I don't know if it's the facial hair that they're doing that, but are these both Latin men?
They must be.
They look very Latin.
They look very Latin.
But why?
Casper Crumb is Danish.
He's Danish?
He looks so Spanish.
He looks very Spanish.
And Justin Baldoni
is definitely Spanish. Or Italian. Baldoni? That's probably Italian.
That's probably Italian.
Oh, you know what? I think they edited the facial hair to look like mine. That's what happened there.
Mm. All right, let's move on to number 5. David at Zelda's Dad gave us number 5. I need to watch that. All right, you know. It's okay. You know.
Side by side.
Okay.
But I like it.
I
love the side by side.
Don't worry about it.
The fact that it just says old on my picture.
Can we start calling Nick Gray?
Oh, you fuckers.
You're my boy, Gray.
Okay. God, what a great scene, too. Remember how they were like doing the oil wrestling down in the basement?
Yeah.
What an
so
inappropriate.
Good.
You can't do that shit anymore on television.
Man, this straight up looks like nursing home Nick. Like, it's really off-putting.
Sadly, Blue had more hair than I do, which is even more insulting.
It just says old on
I
it.
I love that they added the little widow speak right here for
Son
Nick.
Of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, my God.
I love it. This is great. That's probably my winner so far.
This is a good one. Number 6 comes from Forrest Kurth.
Wow, you're Tom Hardy.
Oh, no,
is that Christian Bale?
No, it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that's Tom Hardy.
Okay.
And you're Keanu.
Look at me as Keanu,
that's
man.
Amazing.
That's pretty good.
From the very first episode.
Man,
ever.
Yeah, look at the first.
It wasn't even the first episode. It was
the fake episode.
Yeah, it was the test. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We fooled you guys.
We had the shitty carpet.
I liked that carpet, man.
I like that carpet a lot.
So
I want to go back to the movie posters behind us. That looks so cool. Number 7 comes from Josh C.
That's funny.
That's Greg Miller. Tim Geddes.
That is amazing.
Kevin looking as Gabriel Luna. Yeah. I don't know if that's quite there, but Yvonne Strahovski, who is Miranda in Mass Effect, and she's also in that
Chuck.
One show, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, yes.
pretty spot on as Chloe. Actually,
it's so crazy though. Like, I don't see the first one though. I don't understand why people keep doing this.
Yeah, that's weird.
John L.A. is. As me, I mean, I guess because
you would never
wear
sunglasses.
White? Is that why?
It's a weird kind of.
It's just strange.
It's really strange.
Anyway,
but Rahul looks exactly like me.
God, you guys are so beautiful.
I know.
Every time I go to that cafe that has a picture of you two making out in it, I take a picture of it.
Yeah, it's how so many beautiful. Photos do you have?
Like five. Okay. It's right across from a mic okay. every Sunday. Second to last is Matt Ferguson, rounding out the top 10.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
This is awesome.
Wow. This is great.
I don't like this. This
is wow. Somehow his rendition of Kevin naked on the bearskin rug is even creepier than the real one.
This is great.
This is great, Matt.
I love this.
I gotta start watching Rick and Morty. Really I just finished do. BoJack Horseman.
You would like
we
it.
Gotta talk
oh.
about it. Is there a seventh season?
Did you? So they just came out. It's season six, part one, right now, right?
Oh, okay, so they're gonna.
So
do the, six,
part two is early next year. Great. So they did not like, just end
no
it
way
off
they can
of
just
that.
Fucking end it there.
Yeah,
it's such a good show.
It's so good.
Everyone should absolutely watch that. All right, and lastly, number nine. Now, before we click on this,
this is really good. I'm liking this a lot.
Before we click on this, now I don't like this already because it's Ben. Is that Please Be Excited? And it's the last one, so I can only assume it's gonna fuck with me. And I'm just telling you right now, Ben, this is the last time. For the year that you get to fuck with me. So it better be good.
I'm really excited for you to see this one.
Let's take a look.
No. No.
The resemblance is uncanny.
That's when I cut Kevin's hair during Extra Life.
Oh,
and it is perfect.
God.
It is perfect. I didn't know. We didn't know what we were doing at the time, guys.
This
you know?
Is the goddamn winner.
You know when you hear stories about George Lucas making Star Wars, they're like, we just didn't know what we
just
had.
Kept drinking coffee.
I didn't know what we had when I was cutting Kevin's hair. And it's beautiful.
I mean, this is definitely a winner. It's going up on the wall for next year. I'm going to say also, let's go back through them real quick. So nine's a winner.
I think eight.
Eight's also, definitely a yeah. winner. That's
but
great.
But can we cut this the comparison out?
No.
Okay.
I like the comparison.
This is good. We'll move on to the next one. Kill that one.
That one made me laugh a lot because of the Tim's
Greg. This was good.
Let's
kill that one too. This has got to go. This is great.
That's a winner.
That's a winner. It's five. I don't know who either of these gentlemen are, but good try. No. We're going to nix that too. This has to be. That's amazing.
It's really good.
And that
no!
Yes.
Oh, God!
So we're going to do all five of these somehow.
Oh, God.
One, two, five, eight, nine?
What do you think? Should we nix one of them?
But which one? They're so good.
They're all so good.
I say we nix two and
I'd
we have
one. I'd say for Santa Claus Christmas.
Let me see one.
We add a fifth.
All right, for Santa Claus Christmas, we had a fifth. I love how this started where it was one winner, and now we're at the end of the year, at the end of 50 episodes, it's five. We just keep picking everyone.
More than half of one.
Kevin, I mean, this looks like something Guillermo del Toro would create for his monster movies.
It's terrifying.
It is so scary looking, dude.
It's.
I don't want to look at it anymore, man.
It is completely and totally off-putting.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I love it so much. Of course, there is no theme for next week. I guess we should come up with one for the new year, huh? I didn't even think about that, but are people going to remember two years from now? Like, should we just do
New Year's? 2 years from now?
2 years from now.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
what I
there
meant
you go, buddy.
Should we just do New Year's? New Year's resolutions? Mm. New Year's parties. New Year's Eve kisses. Kisses.
New Year's resolutions, I like.
You like New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we sure this show's coming back?
Who knows?
Tim hasn't told me his plan. I don't know if this is going to be a real thing.
That's a great question.
Let's go with New Year's. Let's just go with a theme of New Year's. How about that? Could be New Year's movies, could be New Year's resolutions, could be famous kisses from New Year's movies, could be that the entire scene redone with me and Andy's face on it from You've Got Mail.
It could be Y2K. It
could be Y2K.
Remember that?
Could be Y2Me.
Remember when everybody's buying groceries at the store? They thought the world was going to end?
Yeah. Remember when they were, like when I moved into my apartment and everyone was like, you got to have some sort of earthquake prepared
kit? I wasn't there when you
And then I was like, okay, I bought one thing of water, that was it. So if earthquake happens, I'm gonna fucking die.
Now when you say one thing of water, how much?
Like it's just a jug this big. It's like this big.
About a 20 ounce of Dasani.
It would be enough for like a half a day for me and my wife. That's pretty much it. So
because like you typically have to use that water to also bathe.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bathe. I think that's just out the window. But if like FEMA doesn't come in immediately, I will die. I will die, or I will come over to y'all's house and eat all of your spam.
We have a can.
Are you gonna give that to Kevin?
Yeah,
Kevin, do you want the spam?
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat it.
All right, cool.
Okay. Are you going to keep your board game? If not, I'm taking it back to Tarjay today.
Taking it back to Tarjay.
Okay. You guys are ungrateful.
No iPads, huh?
What's that?
You could have had something fun.
Tim said no. He was like, that's really expensive. You're not doing that. And he already got pissed at me by just the look at his face when we unwrapped everything. He just shook his head. Like, how much fucking money did you spend on all this?
So
and
much.
I'll never tell.
It was like 20 bucks, 30 bucks. It was a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, normally white elephant gifts are like under $5, but I couldn't find anything funny for under $5 except for the spam.
It's like when we went to go buy makeup for you.
Yeah. How much was that?
No.
It was
a lot. It was nothing. It was for free. It was all donated by Sephora.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
Hey, Andy. What would everyone's My Hero Academia quirk be in the office?
Did we already answer that?
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Like, we did a whole podcast on this.
And we did.
Here was yours. You weren't here, by the way.
Wait, you took it from KFAF?
Yeah.
Why would you take the KFAF response?
You said on KFAF. I said on camera, since everybody's gone, let's deep dive further into this.
But I wasn't here
London.
For that.
I know, it was a great episode, by the way.
Oh, man, that sounds fun. I'll watch
it. So one of your powers was that you get shorter whenever you get angry. We came up with, like, when you're throwing a fit, you get smaller and smaller.
I hate you.
And so if we need to get you into small areas, we have to, like, make old jokes so you'll get mad and then you'll, like, shrink down and, like,
but here's
in that little crack.
Here's the problem though with that is that it still gives me attention when you guys give me the old jokes, so I'm the center of attention. So on some level, it makes me
That's
happy.
That's true.
No, do you see?
There's no winning with you.
There's
really.
No winning with me.
Yeah.
It is the Kobayashi Maru. Every time you encounter me,
what does that mean?
A lose-lose situation.
Star Trek reference.
Kobayashi's the guy that ate all the hot dogs.
No, Kobayashi's the bad guy from. He's the lawyer from Usual Suspects.
Mm. He wasn't the lawyer. He was Yoshi. A fictitious character.
Well, he was still a lawyer.
Was he
in that fiction?
He was the best hot dog eater, and then he ended up losing to American Joe.
Did he throw up hot dogs and then shoot them out of his butthole?
No, they.
Do you think if you swallow them whole, they just come out whole?
They do not. Body knows
how to
break
down. Yeah,
if you were like, sure. You just do this as people walk by, just fire them out of people on the street.
Andy, what would my quirk be?
I forgot what we said your quirk was. I think we said it was something really like useless. I think we said like, we said it was.
You see the respect we get in this office, Barrett? Yeah. I want you to think about Narrett, Nick and Barrett, a depilatory cream channel for you and for manscaped.com.
I think it was like tweeting about watch-alongs or something. You just tweet while you watch stuff. But a lot.
Okay.
It's just a lot of tweets.
That's just what I do regularly, so I don't really see that as a quirk.
Kevin's was that through his hand, he has multiple tools come out of each finger.
Oh, that's what Tim said. Nobody liked that.
No, that's what I said.
Didn't we do the split?
No, but there's an actual character that does that.
And I have to kill him?
That's like his whole story. His name is Twice. That's his whole story. Is that he made clones of himself to help himself or whatever, but then the clones started fighting each other, and then they wanted to kill him.
At the end, he doesn't even like really know if he was a copy or if he was the real guy.
That's a really cool story.
It's really cool. Yeah.
You started that off by saying it was lame, but that's actually a really cool story.
No, I didn't say it was lame.
I didn't say that. I heard that.
I thought you said that I thought his power was lame.
No. The perfect note to end the show, to end the year. Do you think we're going to get renewed for season 2?
I hope so.
We should do seasons.
I hope so, because if we should do seasons, first off. But if we don't, then how will we shit on the Streamies more? And also the Daytime Emmys.
Did you see the Streamies aired over the weekend?
Did it?
Yeah, I tweeted out for you guys, hashtag KFAF for Streamies, right when it ended.
The absolute audacity to still put the show on as if we're not there.
It's just that everyone knows now. It's 2019. It's almost 2020. Everyone knows that this is a fucking sham because we didn't get nominated for a Streamy. And I just don't understand how people still believe in the Streamies at this point. Again, if we get nominated, we will flip the script on this so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
You see who did win, though? They won the fan vote?
Who's that?
Rhett and Link, the show with like 8 producers and actual good ideas.
Great
and
hair.
A big budget, huge budget, tall.
So
skinny.
Tall, very good voices. They have
yeah.
Like, hey, I'm Red, I'm a radio voice.
Yeah, really yeah. Impressive.
Like, they're really close to the camera, too, so you can
handsome.
Actually see them.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Makeup artists, show, they got makeup.
Let me ask you a question. At any point, you've watched a lot of Red and Link, right?
You goddamn losers blaming production
listen,
for this show being crap.
Listen, you watch a lot of Red and Link, right?
Sure. No, I don't.
At any point, have they ever come close to making you laugh like I just did when I put my legs up and I shot hot dogs out of my assholes at people on the streets? Do they do stuff like that?
Please stop spreading yourself like that.
Do they
that.
Do stuff like this? Pop, 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 pop.
Let's just end the show, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the final episode of KFAF for the year. On a heartfelt note, it's been our pleasure to serve you the best show on the internet. Guys, you've done a great job this year. We've done some great, great things, and we will be back in some shape or form in January. Will it be 40 minutes, or will Tim let us do one video per year? We will see. Andy, hope you have a great holiday season.
You
Barrett,
too,
you as well. Kevin, you as well. Until next time, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been Holiday AF'd.